Welcome to Leadership Everywhere, the podcast on leadership in the 21st century. To ask questions and search for answers is a central aspect of our humanity. This is a creative act. In this podcast, I ask questions about leadership and explore them with you. By asking questions, I want to stimulate your imagination and create new images of leadership. This is the episode zero. In this episode, I would like to become visible for you. Whom are you dealing with? Why am I doing this podcast? What is meant by leadership everywhere? My name is Gabriela Abado. I have 30 years of experience in international management and was an entrepreneur and company owner for 8 years. I've traveled extensively and worked with people from over 40 nations. At about 40, I had a key experience that influenced my entire future career and attitude towards life. Let me briefly tell you about it. I was in a well-paid and for the outside world cool job with an indefinite contract. And I was completely unhappy. No one could really understand that. What I experienced was bad leadership, rigid structures, a culture of keeping employees small, not letting new ideas come up, etc. I felt exhausted, exploited, and without any perspective. When I started to get stomach cramps regularly on my way to the office, I decided to put an end to it all and to take a new path. This path has led me, first by being an entrepreneur for several years, to management positions, this time up to the top of an international organization. Today, I'm a business coach and mentor. The most important thing I've learned over the years is that leadership starts with leading yourself and must have the goal to have as many people as possible act on their own responsibility. The real legitimation for leadership lies in empowering people to discover, develop, and use their own resources. And this applies everywhere. Whether leading a team or managing a project, carrying out certain tasks, or developing an idea, experimenting with something new, this is the philosophy of leadership everywhere. The first episode is about the very fundamentals, namely about being. Yes, to be and not already to do. Think of a beautiful big tree with a mighty crown. The tree is as strong as its roots. Strong roots give support. In our case, that is a mindset for good self-leadership, based on inner strengths. That creates a strong basis for human-centered leadership. Why do I stress leadership for the 21st century? Because leadership is a people's business. It is about people's relationship to each other. We live in a world where technological progress overthrows many things that have been valid up to now and also takes over many things that people have done up to now. But there is no app for leadership. No matter how technical our working world will be, people will always be experts when it comes to people. We're social beings, and in order to live and work together successfully, we need something deeply human, belonging, recognition, purpose, and a good measure of self-determination and self-perception. In order to make it clearer what this is about, I have developed a model of 5 essential characteristics for leadership in the 21st century. You can use the model like a personal compass to locate yourself. The 5 characteristics are daring, visible, empowered, purpose-driven, and self-aware. Daring leadership means first and foremost to embrace trust and accept imperfection. One's own and that of others. The infallible human being does not exist. Visible means being close, showing yourself, giving a hand and orientation in times of uncertainty and change. Empowered means determining your own course based on your own needs and values. Purpose-driven means putting decisions and actions in a larger context, knowing your why. And self-aware means to get to the bottom of your beliefs and drivers and to question their validity. So you can ask yourself what makes sense and what doesn't. Where do we play along and where not? Am I aware of my competences and incompetences? Where do I have my blind spots? I admit, looking in the mirror like this is not easy. It takes courage and practice and the willingness to learn and develop. Those who think they are green can still grow, like the tree. Those who think they are mature already begin to rot. By the way, this is not a question of age. By growing yourself, you can deal well with your own needs, emotions, and weaknesses, and adopt a human attitude towards others as well. A mindset of growth is a basic prerequisite for leadership in a highly complex, constantly changing world. From the roots, the inner strengths, a strong trunk develops. The trunk is built from responsibility and trust. It stands for taking responsibility for oneself and others. Let's take a brief look at the relationship between leadership, self-responsibility, and accountability. When Harvard professor John B. Kotter first distinguished between leadership and management in 1990, he spoke of true leaders as visionaries who inspire and motivate people with their vision. Leadership creates creativity, innovation, and change. What I like about this definition is that leadership is defined by action, so it's not necessarily bound to a position of power and authority. In the business context, that means that largely autonomous, self-responsible action is possible almost everywhere. You just have to want it and enable it. The conditions for this to happen may never have been as good as they are now. In work and life, we are dealing with major upheavals and imponderables at a rapid pace. The model of a solitary leadership at the top, with a leader who is infallible, does not work in this context. Fast and unpredictable changes, such as those we are just now experiencing with Corona, are better met when there is leadership on a broad scale, when the knowledge, experience, and creativity of many people can be put to direct action, when people can assume leadership in their own sphere of influence. In addition, we have a generation on the labor market for whom autonomy, sustainability, transparency, and purpose are often more important than for the generations before them. Also, more and more people, the consumers and the customers, are demanding more sustainability, social compatibility, and ethical action. If many people are to or can act on their own responsibility, they need something that focuses cooperation and interaction on a common goal. This is where we move from self-responsibility to responsibility. That means doing what serves the common goal. I would like to introduce this part with a question for self-reflection. Take a few seconds to let the question sink in a little. What do you think about when you hear responsibility? Should one take responsibility or strive for taking responsibility? How do you feel about it? We talk about responsibility all the time. We constantly demand responsibility and accountability from politicians, CEOs, superiors, colleagues, etc. Often it is unclear where with whom it is, but just to be on the safe side, it's rather with someone else. What is it like for you in your company? Do you know who is accountable for what, takes responsibility? What are you yourself responsible for? What do you feel responsible for? In my research on the meaning of the term, I noticed one in particular. Philosophy understands the term responsibility as an essential relationship of man to society, to nature, and to himself. In this definition, decisions are based on the greater good, that is, not only on what is best for me, but also serves the well-being of the people and the environment affected by my decisions. This also applies to the business context. Self-responsible, independent action must fit into a larger framework. It must support the goals and values of the company as a whole. To take on leadership means taking responsibility, giving orientation, holding yourself accountable for something. You are in open space. As long as you swim in the warm soup, it's quite comfortable. You don't attract attention and can easily get away with it. We all know that, right? Once you stick your head out, it can get pretty cold and drafty. Leadership is a risk. Anyone who takes leadership leaves her comfort zone, runs the risk of failing, will not be loved by everyone. The problem with responsibility is not so much to declare yourself responsible for something, at least not as long as things are going well. But what if something goes wrong? Who takes it on his head? Success, as we all know, has many fathers and mothers. Failure is an orphan. Why is it so difficult to take responsibility? Have you ever really failed, or in other words, given the wrong responses? Then you know the feelings of shame, self-doubt, loss of prestige, even fear that go along with it. Surely one would rather avoid that. But this is where daring comes in. Looking at problems, listening, asking questions, acknowledging your feelings, and, if necessary, going against the general direction. We rather trust people who struggle with themselves to find good, honest answers, who know that they can be wrong. Just think about it. Do you trust someone who does not allow critical questions? Who does not change course, even though everyone sees that things are going in the wrong direction? Or a superior, a colleague, who does not stand by her agreements? Who take advantage of your vulnerability? Do you trust someone who never makes a mistake? Who has an explanation, an excuse, a guilty party for everything and can never say, I made a mistake. What should be learned from this? How can we prevent it from happening again? Responsibility is the substrate on which trust grows. And trust is a basic condition for leadership everywhere. A mighty crown can grow on this strong trunk. It connects and is open at the same time. It has stability and motion. These are the people who grow, develop, network with others, pull together because they have a strong hold. In the end, it is the interaction of people that determines the success of a company. The conclusion of today's episode. Leadership everywhere is being like a tree. Whoever develops inner strengths, the strong roots, and takes responsibility for herself and others is a leader. You will hear from me again in 2 weeks. The next episode will be about old and new leadership roles and what this has to do with the self-image of leaders. I'll gladly receive your feedback, constructive criticism, and questions. You find further information and my contact details in the show notes and on my website, www.abado-coaching.com. And now a little bon mot to go with today's episode. What you think today, you will be tomorrow. A wisdom of Buddha. Stay tuned. Yours, Gabriela Abado.